Jenny Kaufman.
And I'm Lisa Damaris.
And this is Appraiser Talk, the show where I ask Lisa, the Vice President of Appraisal Issues at the Appraisal Foundation, your appraisal questions.
We answer questions from every corner of the appraisal profession, from consumers to appraisers and real estate to business valuation.
Welcome to today's episode. Here's another great consumer question, Lisa. I have heard that the adjustments made on an appraisal grid are one of the most important parts of the appraisal report, and that I should have a certain expectation about the size of the adjustments in that grid because there are, quote, typical or average adjustments that are standard in the profession.
You know, it's always interesting to me how many questions we receive about how appraisers compare properties to a subject property. Namely, because the comp selection process, and ultimately, if the appraiser is using a method that requires using adjustments, are often some of the last steps an appraiser is taking when completing an appraisal.
That is probably surprising to some people. Can we talk about that point for a moment before getting back to the main question?
Absolutely. So the appraisal process is so much more than just comparable sales selection. The comp selection process is informed by a whole host of research and analysis that the appraiser has completed to basically set the stage, if you will, for how the appraiser will eventually pick comps based on the data they analyzed.
In other words, comp selection and then adjustments made to the comparables all come from the appraiser first understanding what the subject property is, how the market that the subject operates in is acting, what data is available, and what it means before the appraiser gets anywhere near concluding what is and is not a good comparable.
Yes, because it is all relative. You know, what the appraiser does to conclude which comps to pick and how to adjust those comps is in some ways fluid, and they need to understand that information.
That makes sense. Now, I've also heard that there are typical or average adjustments that are standard in the profession. Can you explain this concept and what expectations clients should have regarding the size of these adjustments?
Yeah, that's a really great question. Thank you. So while there are general guidelines and common practices within the appraisal profession, it's important to note that each appraisal is unique. The size of the adjustments depends on various factors, such as the local market, property type, and specific characteristics of the subject and of the comparable properties. There is not a one-size-fits-all answer.
So it's not like there's a fixed number or percentage that applies universally.
Exactly. So the adjustments are based on the appraiser's analysis of the market data, and they do require professional judgment to some degree. What might be a typical adjustment in one market or for one characteristic may not be in some other or for another appraisal. It's about the appraiser's expertise in being able to interpret the data and to make adjustments that reflect the current conditions of the market.
That clarifies things. Now, for clients who might be wondering, how do these adjustments impact the final value conclusion in an appraisal report?
The adjustments can play a crucial role in the reconciliation process, and that's where the appraiser weighs the different approaches to value that they used, and they arrive at a final opinion of value for the subject property. They ensure that the comparison between the subject and the comparable properties is as accurate as possible, leading to a well-supported and defensible appraisal report.
So it's not just about the adjustments themselves, but how they contribute to the overall value conclusion.
Yes, the adjustments are a means to an end, and the end being a credible and reliable opinion of the property's market value.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope you'll tune in each week to Appraiser Talk. You can send in your questions to me at amy@appraisalfoundation.org, and you might just hear us answer it in a future episode.
And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. Appraiser Talk is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.